Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. And served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. The manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. What's going on?
How are you, Mike?
All right. You guys are rolling along pretty well as you prepare for your big week. What, if anything, are you doing these next couple of days before you get the days off in preparation for your big trip?
So actually, we finish up batting practice here in a little bit, and we'll kind of go through, and Steve Donahue will spend a couple minutes actually just going through, just talking to the guys about
hydrating
about the
and everything, and hydrating
and, yeah, okay. And jet lag and all that. So, right. Try and make sure we get ahead of that as best we can so that we're, you know, the good thing is we have a couple days, obviously, to get over there and get acclimated and then a day off behind it coming back home. So I'm not too concerned about it, but you know, it is a significant trip, obviously.
Is the feeling you will feel it more on the way there or the way back?
Probably on the way there, just because we leave tomorrow after our day game where I think we're due into London, like 7 in the morning Thursday. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of that time where it's difficult probably for guys to fall asleep on the plane. Hopefully it is the case that we can get some sleep on the plane. But obviously getting there and all of a sudden it's the morning time over there could be a little bit of a challenge.
Do you have any formal things you have to do on Friday before you play Saturday and Sunday? Is there anything that you have to do as far, or do you just work out?
So Thursday's an entire off day for the guys. I'm actually part of a clinic with that Hal Steinbrenner spearheading that we're doing in the late afternoon, early evening on Thursday. And then Friday we'll have an afternoon workout over at the ballpark, you know, batting practice, go through the whole routine and stuff. And then there is a little bit of a gala that I'm sure some of the guys will attend Friday evening, and then we tear up on Saturday. So should be fun.
All right. Anything, I mean, are you going to utilize these off days in any specific way? Like, would you couple it with tomorrow to give anybody extra rest or anything like that, or not really?
Not necessarily. With our roster right now, you're resting someone significant
pretty much
every day.
Right.
So, you know, there's a chance that, you know, Hicks could be, you know, out of the lineup on the day game tomorrow, possibly Gary. We'll just kind of see how tonight plays out and how long of a game, how deep into the night we go, and we'll kind of weigh those things after the game. But for the most part, we're a go. We're treating the off days as something that can be a little bit of recovery for these guys. So it's we're go as far as lineups go.
And over there on Saturday and Sunday, are you going to play? I mean, is there anything specific or anything special you want to do with the lineups over there, or just regular business as usual?
No, regular business as usual. We will roll out our guys. We obviously have we'll have a 26 man that is a non pitcher that's on the active roster, and then we're able to carry two guys to that aren't on the active roster, that in case something were to happen over there from an injury.
Oh, okay, so you got a little taxi squad too. Okay,
yes, you do play with 26 men both days, so that'll give us a little bit of flexibility if we got into any sort of game or maybe there's more of an area where you might aggressively pinch run or something in a situation.
Maben going down, did that wind up altering anything for you? After all the conversation, you kept him, and then he gets hurt, which is crazy, you know?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it obviously allowed us to bring another pitcher back, and Cortez is back, and obviously a guy that gives us length, and he'll follow Chad Green tonight in all likelihood to be that guy to give us length tonight. With between Gardy, Hicks, Judge and Stant, we have four outfielders, it allows me to, still build, especially with Stanton and Judge, kind of slowly but surely build them up and still keep them fresh. Just, we miss the player that Maben is, but it doesn't affect us too much and actually allows us to have that extra pitcher.
Talking about Aaron Boone, of course, busy week for the Yankees, Toronto tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Toronto, and then off to London Thursday, off days Thursday and Friday, travel to London, as he said. Then the Yankees will play 1 o'clock Saturday, New York time, and then 10 a.m. Sunday, just like football, that's the middle of the afternoon there. I'm sure you're expecting full houses, right, in those stadiums. Did you learn anything about? You're playing on AstroTurf too, right?
We're playing on turf. My understanding is it's
a generous stadium, small or a generous stadium.
As far as attendance,
as far as 60,000. Home runs. How about home runs?
It looks like it's a little on the shorter side.
Okay,
I think it's 330 down the lines, kind of standard in the alleys, and I think it's 385 to center with a high wall.
Okay,
It's my understanding that some of the overhangs of the stadium, like right behind home plate, are very low, so it might impact some foul balls and things like that. So, I've only seen, kind of pictures, images, renderings of it. So, looking forward to getting over there and seeing it. But I think, by and large, most of our guys are really excited to get over there.
Does the AstroTurf bother you at all? No.
No. I think it's very probably similar to, like, Toronto or Tampa. So I don't think it'll be a huge adjustment.
Do you want to, now, with this embarrassment of Rich's in the lineup, and obviously with the home run streak and everything else, you've been highly productive, but would you like to settle on a lineup somewhere along the way where there's at least an acknowledgement of some kind of formal lineup, or you don't really care?
Not really. I mean, left, right kind of depends, and the way we're kind of rotating a little bit with our bench, no, I'm not that set on just having something completely set. We'll play with some things. I mean, for the most part, you kind of have an idea where guys are going to be. They all belong in the middle or at the top of the lineup. But,
right.
Obviously, like tonight we got our 7, 8, 9 are Hicks, Torres, Urshela.
Right.
Encarnacion's hitting 6. I mean, so it's fun to write these names in right now, knowing how dangerous and productive they are.
They are, and I get, and the rest is an issue too sometimes, and especially when guys are hot, like Torres didn't want to come out of the lineup the other day, right?
Yep, and that's part of that's part of doing this and trying to take a look at the big picture, and obviously with Judge, he just played three in a row, and we gave him yesterday off, so just trying to build him up to 4 and 5 and eventually get back to where he's, playing every day. Same thing, we're being a little cautious with Stanton just because of some of the soft tissue stuff he's had. We're always a little cautious with Hicks, so and still kind of building Didi back to where I think I just got him up to about 5 in a row, so we'll continue to build him. But I think it's something that hopefully benefits these guys in the long term, but also keeps really good players in the mix on basically a regular basis.
Well, it's been a highly productive lineup and one that has performed very well, and very well at Yankee Stadium. I mean, your team has taken it, your right-handed hitters have taken advantage of right center field and right field very much. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I mean, they are all very capable of going the other way with authority. And if you're going to be right-handed and be a power hitter, that's pretty imperative in this ballpark. You got to be able to take advantage of the short porch and right.
No question. And LeMay is amazing. He is, I figured he used the whole field. He hits the ball to right field a lot.
Yeah, he does. And that's, one of the many reasons why this winter, when we targeted him, we felt like the power was starting to trend up with him. Actually, if you look at just the way he the hard hit contact that he makes. He was starting to get the ball in the air a little bit more over these last couple of years. And then we felt like his power in this ballpark really plays as well, and we've seen that.
And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, Hicks has struggled, but there's been very few guys that have even struggled in this lineup. Almost everybody's gone in there. I mean, Stanton got those big hits off the third baseman's glove the other night a couple of times for big RBIs, which took a little pressure off him because the fans were giving him a little bit of a rough go, and a little unfairly, too, to be honest with you. I mean, he hadn't played enough this year to give him a hard time this year, you know?
So, yeah.
But, you know, listen, he makes a lot of money. He's got to understand that. It's part of the deal, you know?
I think he does a really good job of handling it.
He really has. Yeah, since he's come to New York, he's handled it very well.
Yep. He has. So, look, the bottom line is, I mean, I think there, it's hopefully something that over the long haul now as we're healthier is a strength in numbers. Because obviously there's going to be a couple guys at different times of the year that, you know, aren't necessarily swinging it great. But if they can, you know, we feel like as a whole, they kind of protect each other with the way they make it difficult on a pitcher. And I think that's what we've seen now as we've gotten whole is, you know, there's been some pitchers that have gone through us a time or two in the lineup, but by and large, we make it really difficult and kind of wear guys down, and eventually they'll get you.
So who's is it Tanaka and Happ? Is that who's pitching in?
It'll be Tanaka, and we'll probably do an opener the second day.
Okay, Tanaka and an opener in the second game. How about Happ? You concerned about Happ a little bit this year or what?
Not overly concerned because I do feel like the stuff's there. It's been a little bit inconsistent. I think the thing with Jay is because he's so precise in his pitches, and because he's a guy that pitches up in the zone, you know, he's bottom line is he's been hurt by the long ball, and
yeah,
you know, and it's ruined a few of his outings, and he's pitched a handful of games really well for us, and he's pitched some games where he's pitched well, but the long ball in a situation has hurt him and kind of ruin the outing for him a little bit, but I do feel like he's a lot closer than maybe the numbers might suggest. And he'll get some time now with the off days. He won't pitch in London. He'll probably pitch in when we get back either against the Mets or the first game in Tampa. So he'll have a 9 or 10 day break. So hopefully that's just something that he can work on some things in between. But I feel like stuff-wise, he's not far off.
And, you know, talking about getting hurt by the homer, there's a lot of pitchers who can say the same thing this year. I mean, there seems to be 6 or 8 of them every game. There's rarely a game where we don't see one, as your team knows, every night. But, I mean, every game we see a bunch of them.
There's no question. It's definitely something that, you know, the guys that can limit that, you know, it's a big asset.
It really is. If you can keep the ball in the ballpark, it is a positive. How do you feel about, you know, so many teams have had issues throughout their bullpen. You have a very good bullpen, a very deep bullpen, and your bullpen has performed very well this year with minor times when it didn't, like every other bullpen. But for the most part, has performed very well. How do you feel about this bullpen as you hit the middle of the season?
I feel good. You know, I think it's important that, you know, the other guys, not just our, you know, call it our 4 or 5 high leverage guys right now that have done really well, but obviously you can't go to those guys every single night. So it's incumbent on the other guys to kind of play a part and do their job and pitch well to kind of protect them. And, you know, hopefully, obviously at some point we'll get Dellen back in the mix, which obviously bolsters it even more. But I think by and large, they've thrown the ball well, but important that some of the lower leverage guys continue to step up and allow us to protect some of those other guys on particular days.
And quietly, it's been a very, very good year for Chapman. He has pitched very, very well.
He really has. Really from day one, he's been good. You know, I think we've seen the continued evolution of his slider, which has become a real factor for him. You know, obviously he can overpower you with the fastball, but you know, on some nights when he struggles a little bit for a couple hitters with the fastball command, the slider's almost a better feel pitch for him and can get him back into some counts. Not only that does he throw it well for a strike, but it's also a pitch that's become a put-away pitch for him, and definitely something that hitters have to be aware of now, because it's a pitch that he will go to even in the biggest spot.
And you know what? He's key. You know, the strikeouts might not be as high as in the past. I mean, as overwhelming as in the past, but that's a positive, I think, sometimes too, pitch wise. And he's not walking that many guys.
Yeah, he's done a really good job of you know, I think the walks and hits per inning are really good. Obviously, the ERA is great. He's been really consistent for us, and obviously we've needed it. And you know, I remember a lot of the talk in spring training was, you know, his velocity was a little down. Was there any concern? And we felt like he was really in a good place. And you know, as it's warmed up here, we've actually seen the velocity tick back up a little bit, and feel like he's throwing the ball really well.
And how about, you know, Adovito too? We don't talk about him too much, but he's had a really good year too.
He has, and you know, he's obviously so tough on righties. Can get lefties out too, but really difficult for righties. And you know, we've leaned on him a lot. I don't feel like we've overused him by any means, but he's been really reliable, and he's been that guy that we've kind of brought in any kind of situation at any point in the game, just depending on you know, who's on base a lot of times in our biggest spots, and he's gotten a lot of big outs for us.
And do you feel, and he starts tonight as an example, do you feel like you've got Green back where at least you're comfortable where he is right now?
I do. I feel like he's throwing the ball great, really, since he's come back. And even in an outing or two where he hasn't gotten great results, time and time again, the stuff is there again. He's back. He's ironed out some things mechanically. He's throwing the ball really well. You know, he goes tonight after he went last night, so we won't really have him for the length, probably just an inning tonight. But we feel like he's in a really good place as far as the way he's throwing the ball, and that the life on that fastball is there again. His secondary pitch has been a little bit better, but we feel really good about where he is.
All right, so are you looking for – I mean, is some guys can look at this as an annoyance. Some guys can look at it as something they are embracing. Are you looking forward to this trip, or is this kind of a pain in the neck?
No, I am. I'm sure when Monday gets around and we get back here, it'll be nice and glad that it's behind us. But, no, I'm really excited. I've never been to London. So, you know, to break up the season, you know, the every day of it, the grind of it, with something like this that I think is ultimately good for the game, and, you know, to go over there with the Red Sox and kind of hopefully put on a good show for him. But no, I am looking forward to it, but probably with the idea it'll be nice when it's over.
Well, you know, it's funny, I guess they'll you know, they've been very good to the other teams that have gone there, so and the other sports that have gone there, so I'm sure they'll be the same way about you guys. I don't know how much they know about baseball or follow baseball or what their connection is to baseball, but I'm sure they'll fill the house, and I'm sure they'll be a raucous crowd.
Yeah, it'll be fun to try and get a sense of, you know what level of fan, you know, is there a faction of people that really do know and follow the game, or is it just generally people just trying to check it out and see what it's like? And it'll be fun to try and garner what their fandom is.
Yeah, and plus I'm sure there's some American fans from each team that's going over. I don't know. They probably they ran some trips. I don't know how many people actually go, but I'm sure there's a plane load or two for each team that are going to the game. So
I would imagine.
Yeah. So they'll be right around there too. So they can kind of lead the way. So from that standpoint, well, listen, safe trip. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you when you get back. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Aaron Boone, as the team gets ready. So the Yankee week today, tonight, Tampa. I mean, tonight, Toronto. Tomorrow afternoon, Toronto. Green will pitch the opener tonight. Paxton will pitch tomorrow. Off Thursday, they leave tomorrow after the game for London. Off Thursday, off Friday. Batting practice Friday. I'm sure that'll be on TV and Yes or something somewhere. They play Saturday, 1 o'clock. Afternoon, just like, you know, you wake up and it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, and the NFL's on. 1 o'clock on Saturday, New York time, and then 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, New York time. Off Monday, Yankees come home, go to Citi Field Tuesday and Wednesday. So if they lose to the Mets, they can blame it on jet lag. So, but they come home, take on the Mets after two with the Red Sox, surrounding three home game or off games. So the Yanks are off Thursday, off Friday, and off Monday, and we'll play two games in London Saturday afternoon at 1, Sunday morning at 10. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.